Proclamation number 3492A of 5th of July, 1945. Battle between light and darkness. Good and bad forces fight for the human being's soul, and both are given great power by God, for both the beings of light are permeated by strength as well as the beings which are turned away from God, because the latter draweth their strength from God's adversary, to whom it was unlimitedly at his disposal as an originally created spiritual being, and it is not diminished by God either. But the beings of light can win the victory if the human being abandons himself to them by turning his will towards God and thus not opposing the light being's activity. The human being himself must establish the predominance through his will. As soon as the will leans towards evil, it increases its strength, and his soul is subject to the activity of God's adversary. But the human being is never defenselessly at the mercy of the evil forces, but the beings of light are constantly ready to wrestle for his soul. The beings of light constantly oppose them with their strength and constantly try to direct the human being's will towards God in order to gain the upper hand and thereby defeat the evil forces. But the fact that the latter were granted the right to oppress the souls is necessary for the redemption of the fallen and therefore bound spiritual, because otherwise it could not use free will, in which alone redemption can take place. And now both forces try to win the human being's will for themselves. Both try to exert their influence on the soul, but in different directions. The beings of light are permeated by God's will, and their endeavor is to transfer divine will to people, i.e., to direct the human being's thinking such that it fully adapts to divine order, that the human will fully subordinates itself to divine will. In the same way, the bad forces strive towards their aim. They direct the human being's thoughts towards earthly things, towards the increase of earthly goods, and thereby they seek to unleash earthly instincts in the human being which are contrary to God, i.e., which lack all love for God and neighbor, whereas they are only born in self-love, which always drag the human being down into the realm of God's adversary.